Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Give me that suit.
Put it there, boy. We'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do. You may be surprised, people in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
Woo! All you fascists bound to lose.
I said,
all you fascists bound to lose.
Yes,
all you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
Where a million fascists died, you're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Sinbad the Sailor, sailing the ocean blue, with Baldy the Parrot by his side, they are a fearless crew. Sinbad the Sailor, ready for a fight, whatever is there, they'll be there, turning round to right. Sinbad the Sailor, a magic sound has he. He pulls his side with all his might, a mighty sailor he'll be, a mighty sailor is he.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend. You know what? It's not over yet. Not until we say it's over. Anyway, tonight's closed captioning were provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of this, that, and now the other thing. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for the next episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Saints. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, Possum Hour. During the week, it's clubbering time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. And then Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this exciting summer blockbuster preview.
Grenache.
What a lovely thing she was. Standing as high in the water as one of your skyscrapers. And God himself, they said, couldn't sink her. Then in 2 hours, she was gone. And 1,500 souls with her.
Heroism and cowardice. Sadism and self-sacrifice. Hysteria and mass emotion that will surround and engulf you completely and make you feel you are there.
Help me! Help me! Help me!
You're all gonna have to help yourself.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Now sit down and be quiet.
Oh, you hurt me. You hurt me.
Stop it. You're hysterical.
Oh, help me. Please. Help me. Help me.
No.
Help me.
No!
Oh, I will have you. No, my God! No!
One more!
No!
No! You stay where you are!
Guerrero, listen to me. You'll kill yourself or nothing if you explode that bomb.
He's coming! Oh, my God! Help us!
Don't get too close to the door.
The bathroom's broken.
I have the best seat in the house.
Give us some help.
All-star cast ever assembled for a single Universal motion picture. Burt Lancaster, Dean Martin, Gene Seber, Jacqueline Bisset, George Kennedy, Helen Hayes, Van Heflin, Maureen Stapleton, Barry Nelson, Lloyd Nolan, Donna Winter,
Jack Lemmon, Brenda Vaccaro, Lee Grant, Christopher Lee, Joseph Cotton, Olivia de Havilland, Darren McGavin.
Any increase in pressure will crush this fuselage like an empty beer can.
George Kennedy and James Stewart as Philip Stevens.
Charlton Heston, Ava Gardner, George Kennedy, Lorne Greene, Genevieve Bujold, Richard Roundtree.
Can you dig it?
Marjo Gortner, Barry Sullivan,
Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire, Susan Blakely, Richard Chamberlain, Jennifer Jones, O.J. Simpson, Robert Vaughn, and Robert Wagner.
And Roger Moore as himself.
I'm Roger Moore.
Charlton Heston. Karen Black.
I'm scared.
George Kennedy.
My wife and son are out there in that airplane. I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Gloria Swanson.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Susan Clark. Comedian Sid Caesar.
Hi, this is Sid Caesar.
Myrna Loy, Linda Blair, and award-winning singer Helen Reddy as Sister Ruth.
Don't sleep in the subway. Don't stand in the pouring rain.
Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise.
What a team.
Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Jamie Farr, Mary Lou Henner, Kelly Savalas, Susan Anton, Catherine Bach, Lester Brooks. Sid Caesar.
Hi, this is Sid Caesar.
Jackie Chan. Tim Conway. Tony Danza. Jack Elam. Richard Keel. Con Knot.
Nip it in the bud.
Ricardo Montalban.
Con! Con!
Jim Neighbors.
Holy!
Charles Nelson Reilly.
$9 million.
Joe Theismann.
No!
Mel Tillis.
Weird.
Abe Vigoda. Frank Sinatra.
Gene Hackman. Ernest Borgnine. Red Buttons. Carol Lindley. Roddy McDowell. Stella Stevens. Shelley Winters. Jack Albertson. Pamela Sue Martin. Arthur O'Connell. Eric Shea. And Leslie Nielsen.
Okay, there's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this here's Carl.
Hey, Carl, happy 4th. What's going on, man?
Well, I was just down in the emergency room before.
Whoa, what happened?
Well, I was lighting off some fireworks and blew off another finger. Hey.
Uh-oh.
That makes 6 now. Oh. Good thing I'm left-handed.
You dig the 4th of July, don't you, brother?
Well, My heart does swell with pride when I thinks of all the reasons we celebrates this holiest of holy days. When Abraham Lincoln won World War II and saved the American bison from expulsion, then marched arm in arm with Betsy Ross and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir straight into Pretoria and glorious victory and the power and the glory forever.
Amen!
Well, amen.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the God of Thunder.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hello, Commodore.
Man. It's like you got to walk across a bed of hot coals to get one of these dang podcasts on the road, brother.
They cut it close, don't they?
Jiminy Christmas. I got the blue screen just as Carl was running out of time. So.
Carl knows his history.
Oh, yeah. He, I believe he, magna cum laude from, Harvard.
I'm sure. Like I said, most Americans see nothing wrong with what he said.
No. No, there are people that actually think that Abraham Lincoln won World War II. That's based on a real thing that I saw. Yeah. Yeah. So... And the thing at the beginning there, what's his head there? Woody Guthrie.
Oh, okay.
Interesting article came up this morning about who, of all people, Woody Guthrie. Well, it turns out he had a big feud back in the old days with Donald Trump's dad, Fred Trump.
Yeah.
Fred Trump. I guess he was a big slumlord, and Woody had the misfortune to move into one of his joints in 1950, so he wrote a few songs about it. Pretty cool, huh?
That is cool.
Yeah. So, that's it. I mean, that's just food for thought. That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, I had some historical information, if you're interested.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah. Did you know that John Adams, one of our founding fathers, he was convinced that July 2nd was going to go down in history as is Independence Day in this country. Yeah.
Do they support assign it?
Yeah, well, they adopted it. They approved it. By 12 out of the 13 colonies approved it. They hadn't signed it yet, though, yeah. And then they started signing it on the 4th.
I have yet to see that John Adams show. I got to see that. I got it here on Amazon Prime.
Oh, which one? The PBS one with, the miniseries?
The miniseries. I think HBO show. No, was it PBS or HBO?
I think it was originally PBS back in the 70s or 80s.
Oh, okay.
Pretty old.
No, not that one.
Oh.
I forget the guy's name.
Oh. Yeah. He's the son of the baseball commissioner guy.
I don't know that.
That's real obscure, but he is. The guy that banned Babe Ruth from Pete Rose from baseball.
He's a good actor.
Anyway, Giamatti.
Giamatti, yes.
Bart Giamatti was the baseball commissioner. His son is.
That? I didn't know that.
Melvin Giamatti. What's his name? Biff. Biff Giamatti?
I completely went blank.
Charlie Giamatti. We'll say he's Charlie. We'll just say it's Charlie. And he's a great actor, Charlie Giamatti. Yeah. Awesome. All right. We got to blow something up here, man. So there was a request for Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
But that was by Porcupine Bob.
Yeah.
He's not here.
Oh, no.
So when he gets here, everybody tell him how fucking awesome it was when we blew up Justin Bieber.
We blew the shit out of him before.
I know. So this is a way to get over, we get a blow up in, and then he'll be like, oh, cool. And then he'll listen back to the archive like 3-4 times. Our numbers will go through the roof, and he still won't fucking hear it. He'll hear us blowing up this song. Oh, yeah, this is why I want to blow this fucking song up. I walk every day now. It's part of my physical fitness. So I'm walking in the streets, and it just bugs me. People riding around in these, what do you call them? Automobiles, cars.
Okay, all right.
And I think of this goddamn song every day. The stupid Gary Newman song from the...
My buddy loved this song when it first came out. It's gonna be fucking nuts.
That was the new wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will live in cars. Ding-ding, ding-ding, ding-ding. Well, not for long.
Blow it up. Blow it the fuck up.
Gotta go. It's way past due. The 80s was like, what, 6-7 years back? We gotta get take care of some biz. So, ladies and gentlemen, Gary Newman, I give you cars.
Calm down. Don't get a big dick.
Oh, you dumbass! Holy!
You got a flat tire! Ah, oh,
shit!
Over there!
A bunch of bullshit!
Yeah. Well, right now we're at the ass end of the First Baptist Church.
Yeah!
The string.
Here in my car, I can love everything. I can listen to you. You get me safe before I die in cars.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes. There you go.
I was looking out the window to see if maybe the house was on fire or something, you know.
You got jackasses out there?
Yeah, I think they're just jackasses, because I thought they had the ones at the park where last night. Huh? There's a couple Mexican guys a couple streets over.
Oh, they live for that shit.
I saved his dog's life. I think that's who's doing it over there. That's all right. As long as he doesn't burn my house down. Uh-huh. I got no problem.
It's raining over here, and they're shooting them off like jackasses.
I saved his dog's life, so he owes me, man.
How'd you save his dog's life?
I got a little one of them little taco dogs, you know, that the Mexicans have, you know, and I'm called Chihuahua.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm out on my walk a week or so ago, and Chihuahua's yapping at me and biting at my heels, and he's wanting to follow me home, you know. I'm like, dude, you can't follow me home. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm following you home, senor. He's on my heels, so I turn around. And I lead him back to where I picked him up at, you know, and then dude came out and thanked me for bringing his dog back. But.
Oh, okay, there you go. I thought you gave him mouth-to-mouth or something.
But hey, man, you know, that dog could have been walking around, got hit by a car, kaboom, smash.
In fact, we played a song about that not so long ago.
I ran over to Taco Bell. I think that might have been the inspiration for that, then. Uh-huh. I don't think about it. All right, well, we have a beautiful lounge out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we do.
In fact, the most attractive collection of human beings on the planet right now. That's right. You think you're in Hollywood or shit, man. Look at this fucking shit.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Cake!
Dr. Cake.
You know, I always say it would not be a show without Dr. Cake, and I mean that, babe.
You would be correct in that.
We have been high-fiving every Monday, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, we're missing, what, 20 Mondays in fucking how many years?
Yep, 19.
Good Lord. Going back to MySpace and when Al Gore invented the Internet. It was great. I was like, dude! Great fucking job. He's like, hey, no biggie. That's what I do, man. I'm the Gore. He was much hipper in those days before Tipper got a hold of it.
He invented the hula hoop, too, I understand.
I know. And the Super Bowl, which was genius. Bounce higher in your fucking house. Alright. Getting 4 USA is here by Cracky.
4 USA!
Or USA on this, of all days, July fucking 4th, USA Day.
That's right. We salute you.
Somewhat birth of... Actually, they didn't really finish signing it till August 7th, so... They just make July USA month. Yeah. They just set fireworks off every fucking night and get drunk every night. And eat a lot of hot dogs and be American. Drive trucks in the mud. Did you see Sissy shooting off the cannon?
No,
that was awesome.
No, it isn't. Shit.
Yeah, there's a bit up. Yeah, yeah.
Did they get another cannon?
I think it's the same cannon. I don't think they...
No, I remember Wendy saying they got rid of the old cannon.
Oh, maybe they got a new cannon then. I didn't know that.
Right, I got to check this out.
Hey, what? Speaking of cannon, there's G.T. Trenton.
Yes, sir.
Kind of looking like William Conrad these days, you know, with the beard.
Yeah, don't knock that Oreo off his shoulder.
You get that. No, William Conrad, the one with the deep voice. Yeah, that guy.
Cannon.
Yes. We used to have a newscast called Don Cannon. That was such a great name. He's like this kind of handsome young guy with a big shock of hair. You know, like a Kennedy hair. Kind of like John Kennedy. And a gray streak in the front. Don Cannon with the news. Badass motherfucker, man. And then, his partner was Paul Long, who was bald and had a scar across his cheek.
guy kind of sounds familiar. Did he go on radio, too?
I don't think so. He's been in a couple of documentaries about when they fixed the lottery and shit.
Oh, okay.
All along, I had a scar, man. You look like a mean Lou Grant with a scar. All right, guest 1327 is here, ladies and gentlemen.
1327?
Looks like a very nice Lou Grant. Yeah, in a dress. And there's guest 1366, an old favorite of yours.
Good. Glad to make it.
Mine. Absolutely. I'm glad they're popping in. Say hottie. And speaking of hottie, first in love, first in peace.
Yes.
Yeah, fourth or fifth in the toss, Roger's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
We're going to send love out to Maggie C first. Shush.
Oh, yeah.
Much love to Maggie C.
Maggie C.
And look who just popped in. It's Apple Cheek Dallas. Woohoo.
All right. Sweet.
Wow. Chooch Cheeks. Yeah. I still call Ted Chooch all the time. Come here, Chooch. Not Chooch. Oh, he, that treat put him down. He's Don. Go back Don, Ted. I'm not talking to you. All right. And there's our old pal, Ope, other people's eyes.
Ope.
The head of the new master race.
Yes.
And the two-time winner of the Dead Possum Poll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the award's in the mail. It's still sitting there, man. I think I'm using it as a paperweight. Yeah. Yeah, the fucking cable bill under there. All right. What else we got there? Oh, yeah. Professor R.J. Gumby, our old pal, the sinister minister of finance and
marketing. Thank you, sir. Thank you, kindly.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the 4th of July Possum Lounge. Woohoo! Right, boom, boom, boom. Set off the fireworks, Aunt Minnie.
As your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beaver.
Alrighty. What do we do here? Oh yeah, this is Possum Hour. Oh, we got a 3 minutes. Oh, Cake's gonna love the 3 minutes tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a Cake. Gonna be a favorite of Cake's. Boy, la la la. I've been drinking coffee.
That's what I'm drinking now. Yeah.
And now I'm at that point at the end of the second cup, and you're getting that the back of your tongue starts like turning into like a sponge or something.
I didn't notice it until just now. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, like a stinky sponge that's been sitting on the, nobody rang it out. It just set it down wet, and then it died.
You
don't hate that
picture.
Don't you hate that though? You know, you got a sponge going for like a month, and then somebody comes over, uses your sponge, doesn't wring it out properly, and then your fucking sponge smells next time you go in there, and you're standing there going, "What the hell is that funky odor?" Oh no! No, not you, Lucky! My Lucky sponge! And then you're in tears, and the end of everything.
Well,
at least I don't live
sponge.
In. Respect and just be thankful you don't live in a Trump or Trump's not your landlord. So there you go. Because I'm not really that good of a songwriter, so I don't know if I'd be able to hang. Yeah. If I had like I could probably do the lyrics if somebody else could like make up tunes.
There you go.
Or I could just steal tunes.
You got you and Jack Antor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll just do a
pop.
Pick public domain tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gigantor's into the Skittle Bowl big time, man. He's so jealous. Got my Skittle Bowl in the living room, you know. And, you know, Skittle Bowl is the next best thing to having bowling alley in your home.
Oh yeah.
And everybody that comes over and has played this game will tell you, I am not lying. It is fun.
You got quite the bachelor pad going on over there.
I have a big surprise. Everybody in the Possum Lounge is getting a Skittle Bowl tonight. No, you're not. But just so we won't disappoint you, we've been joined by Daddy G.
Yes, Daddy G is here.
Daddy G is here. He comes to you live every Saturday.
Daddy G.
On the A Night with Daddy G. I actually was there this week. I didn't have a gig.
What time?
I tell you what, it was the time of my life.
Yes, it was.
I immediately ran to my diary and wrote an entry. I chat with you now. Dear diary, Daddy G was just super fab tonight. He's really dear. Can't wait till next time. Love always me. And then I put a little smiley face.
And start again. It's dreamy.
It's every Saturday at 9 Eastern time. No, it's fun. Fun chat and good
fun
music.
Time.
Enjoy. What's not to enjoy, damn it? A quickie.
Yes, play a quickie on it.
Who's the broad that sings the sexy songs? I couldn't remember her name. Fitzy McCall, Betty Boobs. What was her name?
McCall.
You remember?
I don't know. What song are you talking about?
She sang all the dirty songs. The dirty ones. Long time ago.
A muffin. Something.
We're so good at this, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know who the fuck I'm playing. Well, it's not, who the hell was that before? It's not the Swingin' Neck Breakers, which I think is a great name for a band. The Swingin' Neck Breakers.
It is.
That's a hell of a name for a band that's going to play like that.
I live for heroin?
Oh, no. They were singing, I live for buzz.
Oh, okay.
That was all
heroin
just
out of that.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were talking about LSD and drinking and having a good time. Well, anyway, we're going to call her Titsy McCall for right now. There
okay.
she is.
After dinner, I found out that he liked to nibble on my cupcakes. He just went nuts about their taste. They seem to melt right in his mouth. I've never had complainers. They're smooth as silk and filled with milk. And he said they come in such cute containers. Oh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They are much too nice to go to waste. I asked him if he'd like a bite, and now he bites them every night. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes. Just like his mother, they're just right and left. They're not too big, they're not too small, they fit right in his grip. They're not too hard, not too soft, and there's a raisin on each tip. Oh, you should see my lovely cupcakes. They made him raise a hearty appetite. They're juicier than any steak, and he found out that they weren't fake. He likes to nibble on my cupcakes.
We used to call her Cupcake O'Malley.
Cupcake O'Malley is her name.
But it's actually not. It's a different last name. But for some reason, we thought it was O'Malley, and we like it better. So it's Cupcake O'Malley.
Cupcake O'Malley. Nicely done.
I got a hankering for nibbling on some cupcakes right now, baby.
Dang, man, it's been a while since I've been to a bakery.
Take that bottle off yet?
What's that?
The cake take her bottle off yet?
I don't know. I don't have my surveillance camera broke down. I can only see apple cheeks and Maggie C. Shoot. I'll have to.
I got Killer Clowns from Outer Space on, man. What a weird flick.
Oh, nice. I like that my co-host is watching TV while we're doing the show. It fills me with confidence that he's on the ball, ready for anything.
Clowns inspire me, especially.
I've never seen that all the way through. I've never seen that. That's my youngest son's favorite fucking movie. Yeah, he swears by that. Oh yeah, that and the what the fuck's the other one? Critters he likes. All of them.
Well, Royal Dano was just one. I think he was killed. I don't know. I'm not aware.
Oh, Royal Dano, man. One of my favorites. Yep. We're going to go mix a drink, so we'll think of something to talk about here. Oh, it's going to be like one giant beer company soon, man.
What's that?
Scudweiser's buying Miller. I think we might have talked about this already.
Yeah,
but it's
going to
be
that.
Like, yeah. And, gee whiz, not going to be much variety anymore. And they're buying up all these little craft breweries as well. So by the time
that's
I get back
just,
to drinking beer,
that is like.
What's that, Miller and Bud?
Yeah, especially Miller.
Yeah.
Miller's horrible.
Miller can be really bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay, but sometimes you get a batch and you're like, oh, geez. What the hell is this stuff? Too much sugar.
By the time you get back to beer, you're going to have what? Flush?
I have no choices left. It'll just be all one beer. Well, it'll be two beers. Budweiser and Yuengling. It'll still be left. I think Yuengling will hang in there.
All right, cool.
I didn't realize they're number three in the
no
country.
No shit.
Yeah. I mean, and they're still considered a craft brewery. Mm-hmm. Why, you ask?
Why?
Because they don't use... Exactly, because they don't use rice in their brewing. Because rice is used just to move things along quickly. It's a cheat. It's a shortcut is what it is.
Yeah. Like Beechwood. Beechwood age.
Beechwood aging. Beechwood aging, man. All it is a gag, man.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick.
It's actually cheaper for them to speak with agent, but it sounds like they're doing us a favor.
I got the Budweiser up the street there. Drove past them once this weekend. Good times.
Okay. Michelob was always my beer.
Michelob was a good one. We used to call that Bo Leckum.
Bo Leckum?
Did you ever call it Bo Leckum? Because that's what Michelob spelled backward.
Oh.
Yeah. We had a big thing about spelling things backward. Like we were, I don't know whether it was code or whether we just smoked too many of those funny cigarettes. What's that?
In this case, it seems to work.
Yes. Yes.
It sounds good.
Bo Leckum. A Relim would be a Miller. I don't think we said Budweiser backwards because it's too hard.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm out of treats, Ted. You're out of luck. All right. How about another quickie? It's not really a quickie.
Yeah.
It's not really a Gumby's Corner, but I'm going to use the Gumby's Corner music to introduce it. How's that?
Sounds good. That'll lead us into 3 minutes, right? Cool.
The 3 minutes. We'll go, and then we'll be... It'll be a slippery slope from then on, man. All right, here we go. This is a little culture corner.
You Gumby!
Yeah. Pointy birds, pointy pointy. Anoint my head, anointy nointy.
that's beautiful, man. You know?
I love that. 90.
Play. 90. It was his best. That was Steve Martin's funniest movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Man with Two Brains.
Yep. Mary Griffith's the elevator killer. There's the
that's based on a true story. Based on a true story, man. Merv Griffin actually was an elevator killer in real life, man. It's like a documentary.
Yeah.
That's how he got away with it. No extradition. Genius.
That's a good part of that movie from, Donovan's Brain?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
When he went out looking for a girl to put the brain into, that was straight out of Donovan's Brain.
Oh, remember the girl with the Magambos?
And yeah. Squeaky voice.
He's like, come with me. And then she opens her mouth to talk, and he's like, holy crap. That was a bad voice. Great body, though.
Oh, definitely.
Whoa. All right. 3 minutes?
Yes, lay it on us.
Ted
that's
says
what we're here
yes.
for, baby.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
No. 3 minutes. Sorry, everybody. Let's see. That wheel must be rigged. Anyhow, it's time. I don't know, can you hear the fireworks and the dog whining in the background, or is it all just...
I can barely hear the fireworks. I don't hear the dog. And that's shitty effect. I like it.
And this is a soundproof booth. You know, just think if I was... Hey. All right.
Hey, you're in the studio.
Anyways, I got old egg cartons taped to the wall. Beauty. All right. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. And tonight is no exception. This is in the kind of tradition of Mini Nifty, I would say. Mini Nifty would dig with this. It's kind of one of them deals. What do they call that? A pastiche? An homage? A sound collage. Get ladies ready and gentlemen, it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Could be some form of space madness we've never heard of.
Spock, we're out!
Look out now!
Logical.
Your watch by the second in command named Mr. Spock. He's an alien fella, not an ordinary crewman. He's got green blood, but he's still half human. The lady may dig his pointed ears, but he only gets a date every 7 years. Don't get him wrong, cause he's not Vulcan. His mom's from Earth, and his dad's from Vulcan. Fat, shiny black hair, and a matching tricorder. My boy's a little dumber, Kirk's a little shorter. He keeps his cool when he's in a clinch. He puts your lights out with a Vulcan nerve pinch. Got a Federation sweater. Shiny boots, all the Enterprise ladies think his ears are cute, but he's got no emotion, so it just doesn't matter. His reads the sensors and records his data.
The occipital area of my head seems to have impacted with the arm of the chair. But the inconsistencies are so compounded as to present a seemingly impossible phenomenon. Error. I have formed a partial hypothesis. I must check it out. Seems the only way. Then I suggest Vulcan mind probe.
Well, not a heel bird or a salmon either, but he needs a woman.
series last. If photons, torpedoes, and phasers last, well, he had his day, but he's taking a fall. Now he's cutting the ribbon at your local mall.
Listen, Captain.
Are you forgetting something, Captain?
Precisely, Captain. Precisely, Captain.
Logic.
Precisely, Captain.
Logical. Are you forgetting something, Captain?
And how they merged, became one.
Shared consciousness.
Logical.
There is a risk.
Logical.
There is a risk.
Logical.
Yes, I believe no permanent damage was done.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
That was some weird shit.
That was Star Trek.
Track?
Star Trek.
I gotta confess, I used to say Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Man, you were cool. I used to watch it every day because it was a way to, it was a conversation piece to talk to this chick I liked.
Oh, that'll work.
Nugget, you know? Yeah, so every day we were waiting for the bus, I'd say.
Were there girls that liked that show?
Oh, yeah. She was hot, too, man. Yeah. Oh, that show was huge. You remember that? Like, junior high, when it first came in syndication? It was huge. Everybody
was watching. I never cared for it. Yeah.
Not everybody did. I mean, you know, there were certain people that didn't like that. And, you know, we shunned them. Made them feel like they didn't belong. But it's okay. You know, it's all good. No, that's not what Star Trek's all about. Star Trek's all about people getting along, being nice to each other.
Yes.
Goody goody gumdrops. All right. Oh, it's the headline. Oh, this was just in, man. This is fucked up. This is a true story, so it's not really funny, but it's kind of funny. Because it's like, you know, it wasn't me. this just happened in a town, two towns over. Like, we have these little boroughs. They're not really towns, you know. Sort of suburban boroughs. Anyway, Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Quiet down, Ted. Come here. Either come over here or just lay down or go outside or something. Anyway, they pull over this kid, 15 years old, driving a van. Going, doing 84 or 83 miles an hour, 70 mile an hour. He's trying to find his way to Cedar Point, Ohio. The amusement park. And the cops find in the back of the van his folks, Timothy and Michelle, are. They're blottoed, man. They're fucking hammered.
Oh,
you know.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mom especially. She blew like a .265. So. That's why you know they were trying to be responsible parents. Jesus, I'm too drunk to drive. How about you, honey? Oh, me too. Well, son, here are the keys. Go to Cedar Point. Where's it at? North. Just head north, baby. We'll get there. But anyway, the old man's cooling his heels in the jug right now. I don't know why. Why is the guy in the jug and not the lady? Jesus Christ, man. She's just as much at fault. And anyway, The best part of it was a neighbor was quoted as saying, being intoxicated while your teen is driving is not really a safe environment.
Neighbors know. They know.
Yeah, I think we'd all have to agree with the neighbor. Very insightful.
Uh-huh. She arouses some, you know, trouble with that, though. But...
Oh, man. Weird.
Controversy.
Weird.
You're really pushing the envelope with that one.
This is just a funny headline. Ronald McDonald was shot at the Sonic Drive-In, man. In North Carolina.
Now, you see that? Lumberton. I thought it was a joke until you said North Carolina.
Yeah. Lumberton, North Carolina, at the Sonic Drive-In, a guy named Ronald McDonald got shot during an argument.
Oh. Can you imagine having the name Ronald McDonald?
I know. Your whole life.
There's thousands of them out there.
Oh yeah, there's actually a group. They've formed a club of Ronald McDonalds. Dopeyous. You're ruining your name. All right, now I got to put the link to this one in the chat. I hope everything's working okie doke. Check out this couple, and it's just the headline matches the pictures. Three people in Southern Ohio charged with manufacturing meth. They have a picture of two of these dreamboats, Carlotta Pierce and Adam Adkins. Who would have guessed they were on meth? I don't know.
It's a camera, wow. Not a gun.
Howie, wow.
Oh, right. Ooh. I think I'm in love.
Man. Yeah, they busted them. I had kids in the house. So, again, you know, don't try this at home. Bad juju.
Not responsible.
No. That's not a responsible environment. So is this. This is another case of normal people just gone wrong. This one's Woodbridge, New Jersey. Now, of course, anything can happen in New Jersey.
Oh, Christ, huh?
But, this nearly 100 animals were removed from a small condominium in Woodbridge. Probably about the size of my old place, or just a square footage of this joint. You know, probably about 900, less than 1,000 square feet. 100 animals. And the lady says, we love animals, you know. I did, it did become out of control. We're a little bit wrong, I admit it. Well, they removed 35 living cats and 7 dead ones. And about 40 more remain in the condo, but they're living in the, rafters and shit. And in the, behind the walls.
So
they got to remove the sheetrock and shit to get the rest of the fucking cats out.
Good God.
And the best part is, warm weather is a key factor here, because when the heat takes over, you can certainly smell the presence of cat urine.
Oh, that's got to be nasty in there.
There's nothing like cat pee, man.
My eyes are watering just thinking about it.
I walked past some houses, and it's like, oh, they've got more than one cat, and they don't clean the litter box every day. You can smell that shit. I think I used all my really funny stories. Okay, we'll finish with that one. We'll do this educational one here.
This is the last one. Let me throw in real quick that the Possum has merged with Joe Mooney's Eminence Front Radio.
I saw that. The new page.
Yeah, Blues
page.
Anybody likes the blues? I'll put the link in there.
All right, okay. Man. Gumby needs more to do on Facebook, man. So he's posting things.
That's why I merged with these guys, so at least I can help.
You gotta try Farkle, man. You gotta try Farkle. It just takes 5 minutes, man.
What's Farkle?
Did you hear that one? That was Farkle. Farkle. All right. Here we go. This was just, we need science music, man. Science music. This is the science music. Okay. All right. Now, why is it that the gosh darn Parthenon, or the Pantheon in Rome, that big motherfucker, you know, the big stadium, the Pantheon, what is the Pantheon? No, the Pantheon is, anyway, all these old construct, that's the Colosseum I'm thinking of. Anyway, all these old, you know, ancient fucking constructions, they're still standing. Why is this? And in this country, our bridges are crumbling around us as we speak. You know the answer? Nah.
But
it was not by cutting corners, my friend.
Oh, what was it?
It was by improving concrete.
Oh, jeez.
What do we always say? We hate change. Don't fucking improve things. We like it the way it is. It's okie doke. No. Well, anyway, this was a great advancement in construction when they came up with rebar. You know what rebar is? When they use steel poles, and they sink them in the concrete, see? And that makes the concrete even sturdier, see? And it allowed architects like Frank Lloyd Wright and others to do things they could have never done before with regular concrete because of this rebar, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is, after about, you know, 100 years, 50, 100 years, the rebar starts rotting away. So it destroys the concrete.
That's fucked up.
So.
Well, in Korea, it's because they cut corners.
Well, yeah, that's Korea. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But they got a bridge in Cincinnati, two bridges in Cincinnati to go across the Ohio River. This one, the Brent Spence Bridge, which is a steel rebar concrete bridge, 51 years old, crumbling.
Oh, geez.
The guy that did the Brooklyn Bridge, the John A. Roebling suspension bridge. Fresh as a daisy. Big stone pillars. Steel thing with the, it's one of them kind with the thing that makes the whoosh sound when you go over. It's like a metal grate.
Yeah.
I love those bridges. They make me feel funny when we drive over them. But anyway.
Kids like to make that noise. Don't they, kids?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the last story. We're going to blow up Kenny Chesney to end this. Or give him the. Or no, I'm going to blow up all the Kenny Chesney fans.
Who is this fucking guy? Is he country?
I got no fucking clue, but...
I see his name now.
Jiminy Christmas. He comes to Pittsburgh, and all hell breaks loose, apparently. Let's see. 47 emergency medical transport. This is from his concert Saturday night. 57 emergency medical transports. 25 people were taken to the hospital, mainly for intoxication. And intoxication-related injuries. What's intoxicated-related injury? Okay. 36 citations were issued for underage drinking. Nice. Way to go, kids. Let's hope for the next generation. And this was at, and I remember this in 2013. They had 73 people arrested. But anyway, I'll put the link in there. And these people are freaking disgusting. Look at the mess they leave. Litter bugs.
Oh, I gotta see this.
So, it's just a mountain of garbage and solo cups, basically. So, I'm glad everybody got their drunk on, but...
look at this douchebag.
It's time to pay the piper.
Yep.
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Christ. Look at that.
Oh, I know how just how to do it, too. Just how to do it.
It's the right amount of dynamite.
Here we go.
Back to our show.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
No
Double Don. Double Don. Most excellent. The late, great Davy Jones.
Yes, 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 sir.
That was my patriotic moment for the show there. I like that.
You mean the 3 minutes, wasn't it?
That was in honor of our prospective candidates for president.
Okay.
I had to get political there the other day. I posted that one with Bernie peeking his head out of the door. Is he invited yet?
I liked it.
What a kettle of fish we're in.
I mentioned Bernie already.
He's still around. He's like Jiminy Cricket, man. He hangs out, waits for the right moment, lets you know what the score is, baby.
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, except he's the Jewish
he's
version.
God.
Yeah, he's the kosher. Kosher Jiminy Cricket.
Wendy just posted the canon scene. The canon video.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
That's a
whole different world, that Detroit, isn't it?
Michigan? I'll tell you what, man. They're crazy motherfuckers up there. That's where those crazy Freemen were, you know, that held off guys with guns and stuff back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And the survivalists are all up there. And they all got guns. They all got guns. Don't try that home invasion shit up in Michigan, all right? You're going to get your ass blown off.
I mean, their entertainment is to go out in the big field with lounge chairs and watch people blow up old cars.
That was Harry James, by the way, if you were enjoying that background. That background horn there, that was beaut. No wonder that guy was banging what's-her-head there with the legs.
Betty Grable.
You know why she... I didn't know this until the other day. You read so much stupid shit on the internet, and my mind is a magnet for stupid shit. Important things I forget, but this stupid shit I remember. Betty Grable posed... Remember the famous pose?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And she's got her head turned, and you see her ass and her back, you know, and she's got her hand on her hip.
Famous,
you know why she's doing it? You know why she's posed that way?
Why is that?
She's pregnant.
Oh, hiding the belly, huh? I did not know that.
Harry James gave her the high hard one, man.
All right. I heard Harry James.
Planted one. He was a dick. She was a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Now I hate him. Fuck him and his beautiful horn. Bastard.
It was that pencil-thin mustache. Women fall for that pencil-thin mustache. I'm going to try to grow one.
Pencil-neck geek.
But he could blow a fucking horn, though.
He could blow that motherfucking horn. Oh, yeah. We'll do a word from our sponsor.
Harry James here. Yeah.
Word from our sponsor.
Sure. Yeah. Sponsor.
I wonder who our sponsor is tonight.
I got the cowboy guy.
You went the cowboy guy?
You're the cowboy guy.
Because I've been cowboying for like 25 years myself.
There you
broken
go.
Every bone in my body 3 times. You know what? I stick that thing up my wiener and goddamn it feels good. Pretty cool.
Attention, catheter patients on Medicare. I'm a professional cowboy and I use catheters. Been cowboying for 25 years. I've broken 14 bones, had 2 concussions and a punctured lung. I know pain and I don't want any more of it.
especially when I cast. Now, I use these new nearly painless catheters from Grenache. They hurt less. Compared to the old ones, these ain't nothing. Here's how it works. You call and you get a free catheter sample. I was just like you, wondering if I should call. Boy, I'm glad I did. Give yourself a break from pain and try these new catheters. You won't know unless you try them. Give them a call now. You have nothing to worry about. They bill Medicare and your insurance company. You pay nothing up front. You get your free, nearly painless catheter sample sent right to your home.
Call 1-800-4-RESUSCIANIVET-SEERSINIVET-SEVALT. That's
1-800-4-RESUSCIANIVET-SEERSINIVET-SEVALT.
Call now.
Yeah. Call now. They're giving them catheters away. They're free.
I still go in a fetal position whenever I hear that.
Oh.
Well,
I think I've mentioned this a time or two, but Michael Jackson was hooked on cathing.
Oh,
he
dug it. That's a sick motherfucker.
He dug it, man.
Oh,
I don't got nothing against the guy except that he was a pedophile. But I mean, that's weird.
But he was into that. Oh, Jesus Christ!
He'd sit there. Oh. He'd sit there in front of the elephant man's bones and catheter himself whilst looking at child pornography. Yeah.
It was
a mess.
Sticky motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, did it have bubbles? Did it have bubbles to it for him?
Bubbles the chimp gave him a full colonic.
He probably liked to put the catheter in a bubble. Sick mofo.
Bubbles the chimp for catheters. Then they have like a...
I've been monkeying for over 25 years
now. There's a subtitle at the bottom. I've been monkeying for 25 years. Been cathetering for 65. I love it. I'm having catheter.
Oh, that is sick.
Some people have to do it, though, which that would blow, man. So we shouldn't make too much fun of it because we'll end up having to do it someday. And
fucking karma.
Yeah. Or we'll make fun of Wilford Brimley and get the diabetes over there,
well,
Dr. Cake. I'm looking at you.
Between the two, I think I'll take the diabetes.
I take the diabetes, yeah, definitely. You can regulate that. When you get sentenced to the catheter, oh boy, fun time's over, kids.
Well, I told you I had to have one in me when I was hit by a car when I was 16 years old.
Oh! I mean, that was like a permanent thing. It'd be like, you know, hey, quality of life is now over. Ha ha!
Oh,
jeez. Ooh.
Late at night, I called the nurse and said, I want you to pull this out of me. She says, I can't. I got to get the doctor's permission. I said, get on the blower.
Oh.
I want this out of me.
Oh. Oh.
This hot little nurse came in and was pulling it out of me.
Ouch. Oh, yeah, mammy. Ouch.
And I tell you, I hurt down there for about 4 or 5 years after that. I mean, not constantly, but every now and again, I would get a sharp pain down there. I mean,
I took the old STD test one time, you know.
Yeah.
And they stick a Q-tip halfway up your schwanz.
Oh yeah, I saw those movies. I passed out at one of those movies. Cool.
Well.
Oh.
You know, it's almost unfortunately, I didn't have an STD because going through all that, you kind of wish you had something to show for it. Yeah, I had a strain of gonorrhea they haven't seen in 37 years. It was made all the papers. No, it was for nothing. But that was when I found out that my second wife, Uh-huh. Fatal Attraction lady. She, the one that boiled our pet rabbit. Yeah. She, she'd been sleeping around. And I figured.
Oh. Glad you're all right there after that.
I, you know what? I'm finally okay. I'm finally okay.
Yeah, hindsight.
You know what saved me?
What's that?
Donald's!
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! It's yodeling time! Western ones, man.
Good.
And that dude had a nice sweet yodel. All right, well, they're still setting off the fireworks. Nobody loses.
I don't hear
it
here.
Yeah. Well, we had, with the rain let up, so.
Yeah. The rain worked
out. Oh, did you hear that one? You had to hear that one. Boom.
Oh.
I would, you know, if you were going to shoot your neighbor, tonight would probably be the opportune night. Because there's a lot of booms going on, and they're not going to notice one or two more. And you could just eliminate a lot of problems.
Shoot yourself a Ronald McDonald.
I'm not suggesting anything illegal. Man, have you seen... there have been close to 300 people killed in terrorist attacks across the world in the last couple of days. We had the one in Turkey. Everybody knows about that one, but they had a huge one where over 200 people got killed in Baghdad.
Yeah.
And Pakistan had one. And they said the one in Pakistan was the worst terrorist attack in their history.
Good God.
So, yeah. It's crazy town, man.
Uh-huh. You know, I just posted Istanbul, not Constantinople, right before it happened. You know that, don't you?
I got a message for everybody. Everybody in this world. All right? I mean, I've got a... This is the World Wide Web.
Uh-huh.
All right? We're being...
And millions are
listening. Across the world.
Uh-huh.
Well, just cut it out.
Yeah.
Just cut it out. You know? Jeez, already.
Let's just see the Commodore.
Cut it out.
Calm the fuck down.
Jeez, I used to be a dad, and every once in a while you got to say, hey. Cut it out, you guys.
I think that worked. I think you brought peace into the world.
You're going to piss off your mom. That would shut up. I was more of a co-conspirator than a parent, really, most of the time. Good fun, man.
I could imagine.
Those days. I had both the eggheads over at once about a week ago. That was fun.
Oh.
Here, my older son, he's drinking fake beer, right?
Yeah.
Old lady talked him into that. And he's vaping cigarettes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, who are you trying to fool, babe? Fake beer, fake cigarettes? Like, you're trying to pull something here. What's the point, man? You know? Save your money at that point.
Fake beer, only wants you to get the real stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I could probably go for fake beer because
uh-huh.
I just love beer, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not as much the alcohol. It's I love beer. And I think he's got that same beer gene. I passed that along to him, man.
Well, you're going to find that it doesn't taste too much like beer. And after drinking it for a while, you're going to strongly desire real beer.
Well, I don't know that part, but I've had it in the past, and it wasn't. I didn't find it that shabby. I found it.
Yeah, I started with the Coors, non-alcohol.
Yeah.
O'Doul's wasn't all that good.
O'Doul, no, the one I. Well, he was drinking what? Bush, I think. Bush N.A.
Okay.
Well, some bad. I love Dr. Kate. She says, what's the point of non-alcoholic beer? Beer hardly has any alcohol anyway. That's my girl. Yeah. That's Canadian. That's Canadian thinking there, you know. Yeah, it's beer. What are you worried about? It's fucking beer. You know? It's just for me. It's the carbs, man. It's carbs. That's why I'm not drinking any. Gin and tonic.
That water for me. As I put this coffee
no
back.
No carbs.
I just finished a pot of coffee. Jesus Christ. No wonder I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You got a pot of coffee. He'll be up there posting. He'll be posting on the new page. What's the name of the new page? What's the name of the new page?
Oh, the new page. It's Eminent Front Possum Blues. I'll put it
Eminent
in the
Front Possum
down.
Blues. It's the hottest thing on Facebook, man. I saw it on the CBS Evening News was talking about
it. That's right.
I believe Donald Trump tweeted it several times. And Gin and Tonic. Hillary's clueless, though. Hillary, she got nothing on that.
Oh, yeah.
She's out of touch. She's not hip and swinging like us and Donald Trump.
And you
anyway,
check
like,
out
like every.
First, it's going to be on the
check out Murph on the show.
WRIU Radio, Saturday
on
morning.
On that show,
at
yeah. 6 yes. in the morning on Saturday.
It's called the 1 o'clock
maybe
show.
This week.
At 6
maybe
o'clock
this week.
In the morning.
Maybe this week. I don't know. Alrighty.
Well, all this month will be there.
Gin and tonic!
Water!
Energize! What is that? Oh!
Good night, Gumby.
Good night, everybody.
I can't believe you want to leave when you know it hurt me so. Dying on.
Archives, I could hear it. Is that on the phone here?
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know how sensitive the mic is to sounds that far away.
Okay.
But that was a big one. But I'm out, man. I'm out of gas. I got nothing left, man.
Yeah.
If you asked me to tell you a funny story, I would say Magoo Magoo. Oh, I do have a funny story. Very, very quickly. Because I'll probably forget this by the next time we meet. All right, here we go. This is an archive extra. So, I'm at this wedding reception, right? And it's cocktail hour. And this fella, really, I mean, I'm hitting it. You know, I'm hitting home runs here, left and right. You know. Bam, shh, bam, shh, opposite field, shh. And then this guy, he whips out a 20. A couple of people were tipping, you know. Yeah. And this one guy in a suit, you know, older fella, black guy, he whips out a 20. I see that. I said, oh, God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
And he said, I thought he said, give me two. It's always bad form to make change when you're tipping. I'm just going to put that out there for everybody to know. That's the truth.
It is.
When you're receiving a tip, and somebody wants to make change out of your tip jar, you just go, You know, it is what it is. Nothing personal, man. If that guy ends up listening to this by some bizarre circumstance and lightning strikes. So anyway, I thought he said, give me two back. So I had some money that people had been tipping in my bag, and I pulled out $2 and gave it to him. He goes, man, I gave you a 20.
Why is he asking for two tens? He wasn't going to tip you at all.
Man, that was a 20. No, he wanted to tip me $2.
Oh.
He wanted me to give him 18 and change. Swear to God. I managed to grab up about 12 bucks, I guess, whatever was in there. I said, well, that's all I got, man.
Jesus Christ.
So I threw the 20 in there. People are funny, man. They just are funny. All right, so I did have one more story in me. And the switchboard says nothing. There you go. All right, we better kick Tommy in the pants and keep our fingers crossed that works. Nice.
That's a good time.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, my friend.
Yeah, same to you, sir. What's left of
it? We got 25 minutes left, man. Let's go out and burn somebody's house down or something fun, you know?
Got my stogie ready.
Probably finish this gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic.
Head to bed. Be glad my house isn't on fire. All right, knock wood. And hopefully we don't get diabetes or the other thing we're dying. Oh, the cat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Especially the other
no
thing.
Cat.
Don't even say it.
Please, Shemp, in your name, we pray. Amen. All right. Well, we miss the lovely Reverend Wendy, but we miss her all the time, even when we're not doing the show. So, not anything new.
I miss her liquor. Mr. Licker.
I will wish the best to Mr. Licker. I think he's on a pilgrimage. To the Colt 45 Brewery.
Okay.
But it's in Tibet on top of one of them fucking, you know, things there. But we'll hear back from him.
I can see him there.
He's going to see the master, man. Get his Zen booted, or his Buddha Zen. I need one
40.
Of those house. Speaking of which,
he's got one
Buddha.
Of those monk robes, and he's holding a 40.
and the old bad beat up shoes that don't match coming out from underneath it. One's an old Chuck Taylor, the other one's a guy's slipper or something. All right, man. Well, thanks, Gumby. Good times.
Good times, sir. Good times.
Happy birthday, everybody. Fucking body. All right. Do it.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.